This is WHYY's Morning Edition on 90.9. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Game on in the race for Governor Chris Christie's job. This fall, Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno and Democrat Phil Murphy will face off for the high office. The two won their respective primary races yesterday. Bridget Callahan-Harrison is professor of political science and law at Montclair State University. She's been following the governor's race in the Garden State very closely for a long time now, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Jennifer.
You have been watching the governor's race, but a recent poll shows many New Jersey voters were not watching along with you. Many voters said they didn't really know much about the candidates for governor. What's your take on who Guadagno and Murphy are as prospective leaders of New Jersey in a state that is overwhelmingly Democratic?
Well, first, when we start with the Republican, Kim Guadagno, her resume is relatively simple in the minds of many New Jerseyans. She has been a part of the Christie administration. She was his running mate as lieutenant governor and has served in that capacity for the past 7 years. That fact, despite the fact that she was the first woman elected sheriff in Monmouth County, but her role in the Christie administration really has served as an albatross around her neck so far. Phil Murphy was a former ambassador to Germany, but what his opponents are highlighting is that he spent his career at Goldman Sachs, and your listeners will remember that New Jersey elected a previous governor from Goldman Sachs, John Corzine, who wound up being not so popular. So people have tried to link those past and say that this is a candidate that will look like the former governor, John Corzine.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Now, you're not surprised Phil Murphy and Kim Guadagno have won their primary races. Let's look at the dynamic of why each won. Let's talk about Phil Murphy first.
Well, I think it was very surprising to many that Mr. Murphy declared his candidacy very, very early on and then invested enormous sums, particularly his own personal sums, to the tune of about $20 million. He succeeded not only in clearing the field of major competitors, but he also succeeded in converting, if you will, many of New Jersey's party bosses. All 21 county party chairs, county Democratic Party chairs, supported him, and he had the advantage of running what's called online. He ran with the other down-ballot candidates for the state legislature. Presents a huge advantage, typically about 200,000 votes. If you get that advantage, chances are that you're going to be victorious. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Kim Guadagno got the majority of those party lines. She did get the most populous Republican county, places like Monmouth and Orange and Ocean County, New Jersey. But did not win all of them, and thus had what we thought would be a bit more of a competitive race. In the end, they wound up, both Murphy and Guadagno, winning with just shy of 50% of their primary vote. Not so bad, given that particularly Murphy had a crowded field.
Mm. And talking about this year, many polls out, approval ratings for Governor Christie, very low. The approval rating daily for President Donald Trump, very low. These two Republicans having a hard time with their approval ratings. What might the general election race for Murphy and Guadagno look like given this current Republican job approval climate?
With those job approval ratings that are going to be playing out in this election, you can bet that Mr. Murphy will be running against both Mr. Trump and Chris Christie, the governor. You can bet that is going to have a negative impact, not just on the perception of the Republican candidate, but on Republican turnout. I think that particularly in a state like New Jersey, where Democrats outregister Republicans by a large margin. Most voters in New Jersey are independent or unaffiliated, but many swing Democrat. But also what we see is that these party machines that exist in pockets of the county, in places like Hudson and Union and Essex and Camden counties, the people who run these party machines are well behind Mr. Murphy. They're going to be getting out the vote, and it's going to be a very lopsided general election race.
Mm. Now, if this becomes a battle of other politicians' legacies, political ghosts perhaps, Corzine, Christie, Trump, then what kind of substance are we likely to get out of these campaigns going forward?
Unfortunately, I view this as a long proxy war between John Corzine, which is how Kim Guadagno will paint Mr. Murphy, and Mr. Trump and Mr. Christie in particular. And that's unfortunate because what it means is that there are some very real and very important issues that New Jerseyans want to hear discussed and want to hear solutions to, including, most importantly, taxes, particularly property taxes, but also things like the school funding formula, pension reform, and we're not going to get into a whole lot of substantive debate on this unless we're talking about actual debates, simply because that will be crowded out by the politics of personality that will dominate the airwaves.
Excellent. Well, Bridget Callahan Harrison, Professor of Political Science and Law at Montclair State University, thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Jennifer.